Hello, friends. Just a quick one. This is going to be entitled or titled, don't know the difference, Things I've Learnt from Foolishness. I'm going to throw myself right into it as the guys is, I know what I'm talking about. My first lesson from foolishness was, spent around a whole payday. I've spent a lot of money one evening on hookers. I got nothing in return, and that since doing that, I've not had a hooker since. Another instance, which I've done on multiple occasions, is travel abroad without planning and preparation, ending up with no money. I made the usual mistake to make was booking a return journey. I've just recently discovered the one-way trip error as well. Don't trust anyone waiting on paydays that never arrive. There's a couple of paydays I trust. So the first one is, or was, don't pay for sex. On that particular occurrence, I went to a brothel in an undisclosed location. And why am I sharing this with you? Well, for a start, I want you to learn from my foolishness. My parents, heaven help me if they're listening to this, and I'm not taking any stick. I'm talking about what I want. I'm not having my podcasts being questioned. It's fair enough, you, and I want to honour my parents in this. It's being surveillance ones. Surveilling. No such word. Right, let's use the word monitoring, but I will accept it that I do post some outrageous and inappropriate stuff on Facebook, which is why I don't post on Facebook anymore, because my parents just tell me to take it down, namely my mother. I love you, Mum. I want to start this podcast by honouring my parents. I love you, Mum. I love you, Dad. Father God, you're the one. I'm in the car park in Chilwell Retail Park, just with the engine running. That's another lesson. So if you're sitting in your car or you're in your biplane, don't leave the electric on, or you won't be able to start it again. So I'm being very wary of that. It says in the Bible, if you want to become wise, you may as well become a fool because you'll learn from it, which is what I tend to do. But forgive me, the first lesson of foolishness with the hookers, the call girls, the prostitutes, the whores. I was up all night waiting on payday, living at 40, up on Junction 28, and I couldn't resist. I just went there to the brothel, the undisclosed location. And there was two of them. There's no gory details, by the way. They didn't make me. The guys is that they don't have to give you anything. You have to know your way around these kind of dark scenarios. But long story short, I ended up transferring most of my money. And receiving no favors, which this was about five years ago, and I've never been back since. So that's lesson one. Do not pay for sex. I learned the hard way. I've never since gone back, and the beauty of this particular act, or lack thereof, of foolishness was that God himself, actually, when I was making my way there, he spun me back round. So I'd hit from my place the M1 motorway, northbound, clues to the undisclosed location, God turfed me, turned me around and sent me back on my way, but I continued to ignore him. When this had all happened and I was distraught, I thought this could end me. But I took it to the Father. I implanted in myself the merriment of the grand lesson that it was. Lesson from foolishness number two. I think I touched on it earlier as well. We'll get this one out of the way. I was really wanting to get this one out of the way when I was there. I went to Amsterdam just lately. And it was the fact that I bought a one-way ticket. I was waiting on a payday to pay me so I could eat and maybe find somewhere to sleep. But that payday never came. And I was in Amsterdam City, post-meeting Pierre, for 24 hours, let's say. Four-hour there-and-back journeys, we'll include those, with no money. And it was beyond a lesson. It was a God-given lesson which encompassed other lessons, because it just the sobriety required, the vigilance required. You know, you're lacking food because you've got no money. And turn the engine off. And it nourishes the inner man. Yeah, so I went to Amsterdam, no money. It nourished the inner man. I came home. I was praying. I learned a lot about works and faith there. You can have all the faith and the prayer in the world, but you're going to need that down to earth sustenance, money. Cash. So I'd done this before because I had to ask my mother, my dear mother, for help. And God bless the motherly, God bless the matriarchal passion. I got back in the end. My car was at the, another foolish thing, which I got away with. Sometimes you have to take risks. My car was at the train station, off the train, into the car, back home. A few rests in service stations on the way. The point of this exercise is, it's happened more than once. I went to Greece. I ran out of money. I had to ask and beg, and it was just an absolute nightmare, and it affected other people. But, yeah, so Amsterdam, no money. Like, it gets to a stage where you're determined and you're like, let's get out of here. I have no problems with Amsterdam. Kind of reminded me of Sodom and Gomorrah. I could see the good in that place. I'm just thinking about the people, the Palestinian protests going on. A lot of actual witnesses to that were probably longing for it to be turned into a, you know, a meme, like a remix, like the guy. I won't mention that, but they had some good rhythm going on, let's just say. And yeah, so they don't really smoke cigarettes. They don't really smoke vaping pens, forgive me, in Amsterdam. Leading me to the fact that the Amsterdam government's going to ban cigarettes. And the third lesson of foolishness to learn wisdom from is your car and leaving the engine lights on. Leave pissing about, forgive me, playing about in your car. I've done this on a number of occasions. Basically, bad car maintenance. So typically, you're running your battery flat. Listen, I'm starting my engine again. You can never be too careful. Sat there in your car, playing with the audio, the radio, lights on, phone in the charger, AUX, loud music. And then before you go to start the car engine, which I've done now, you can't start it. Then you have to push start it. So thus far, the main lessons I've learned how to become wise through foolishness is, it's been travel oriented. It's been about not planning, going to a foreign place, even a local place, more or less, with no money. You have to plan these things. And without doing so, you can be, it can be high water, it can be distressing, but let alone a lesson. So yeah, number one is things I've learned from foolishness is to plan, to have money. In travel is to plan in travel, and that's just kind of cemented in me now. I've done it the return journey, I've done it the one way. So you've got traveling without money, doing anything without money. That's a lesson learned. Second one is don't pay for sex. Try not to be involved with the dark underworld, because they're not obliged to give you anything, especially at brothels. And I'm sorry to mention this. Running your car battery flat, that's another thing you shouldn't do. So what else have you learned from, what other wisdom have you learned from foolishness? Well, my main sort of foolish behaviour, you could come to drinking alcohol on the regular, having too much fun. I'm not dissing alcoholics or anything. I think there's lessons that you have to kind of work with throughout your life. Because if I start drinking, I don't really stop. Nothing really comes to mind, to be honest, at the moment. I have my personal struggles, which I'm hopefully dealing with as I go along. Never think you've been delivered from anything and expect that you've been delivered from something. I'm speaking to you Christians. You're still required to exercise self-control, and you can't just think, well, the matter of it is God's sovereign and therefore my future is having been delivered. Even if the 700 Club and you in the name of Jesus Christ affirm that deliverance is or has been done, you still have to exercise self-control. PMO, pornography, of course. Smoking. I mean, these are long-term lessons that, because I can't guarantee, onto the subject of smoking now, that I will quit smoking, because I wake up in the morning and I'm different to how I feel at night. So in many ways, we can't let our body clocks, our biological, preach to us. It's either yes or no. So you may be setting up a business, and then come when you actually wake up, you're just like, no, I'm not doing any of this. Maybe say yes. Say yes to the day. Jesus' name. I think a lot of lessons which are like within your life, within that kind of beginning and end throughout, is so intertwined with your walk that you are required to be sober and vigilant. I mean, there's simple lessons like don't touch a hot coal, which you can kind of pick up fast. One lesson I've learned, because there's actually so many, as you can probably tell, I'm brimming with them. Picking up litter. There's nothing wrong with picking up litter, but there's two problems with this. One is comes from a spiritual sense, in that you don't want people to witness your righteousness. And two is, you pick up litter, you could end up, and this has happened to me a number of times, with an infection. You could get a cold. You know, you're picking up cans, shit and rammel, and then you end up putting it in the bin, touching your nose, your mouth, your ears, your eyes, and then you're going to get a miserable cold. So that's a two-pronged kind of reason. I tend to, obviously I put my own litter in the bin, but I'm not going to really, without the right equipment, pick up litter anymore, because you will end up getting a cold. A lesson, when someone offers you something, this is lesson five now, is if someone offers you something to smoke and they are persistent with you towards you, saying smoke this, don't smoke it. I had some synthetic something, probably synthetic cannabis, which I've heard to this day is 100 more times powerful than THC or modern skunk. And I went I became very unwell. Basically, I was doing some creative work like I'm doing now at the library, and someone said, "Yeah, smoke this, smoke this, smoke this." I thought to myself, it's going to be at least a weak bit of cannabis. But I ended up becoming more or less, I ended up in cells with bruised and blooded hands because I beat a door up naked, which led me to be arrested by the wrestling police. I wrestled by the police, ended up in a cell. When it got to court, it was okay because I pleaded guilty to criminal damage, but don't accept anything from strangers, especially stuff to smoke. There's that many synthetic drugs out nowadays that you're going to end your life just like that. What saved me during smoking this spice, let's call it, was screaming out, which I can remember, screaming out to Jesus whilst naked, grappling with the police in Nottingham City Centre. For me personally, not smoking cannabis is a lesson that I've learnt now, and I haven't smoked it for years and years and years. For me personally, it was never the way forward. So, back to motor vehicles, travel. I am actually, like, without AA, like a roadside assistance recovery, really dicing with death, especially without a spare tyre in the boot. If you're driving a car and your tread's low, then you want to avoid cat's eyes in the road, the reflective beacons, because they can be they can be that straw that broke this camel's back. I don't have a spare on me at the moment, but all in all, I hit a cat's eye and that blew me, but I felt like such a man in replacing the tire, the whole wheel with a spare, with the old Vectra. And luckily a lay-by came up at the right appointed time. So all in all, you learn specific lessons in life, like don't do that, and there's ones that you live with because they're more cultured. I think, like, rules of engagement with people on the streets is different for everybody. You know, I don't know what I'm getting at here. I suppose it's a bit of a fishbowl out there. But my faith is important to me regarding my personal safety. So I've learnt things like, I need a wee now. Yeah. So I think that's going to be it for now. I'm going to just try and push on, but I need a wee and I need a cigarette, which I think I'm going to make out as the seventh lesson of the day. If you are drinking high caffeine energy drinks and smoking cigarettes, and then you're up all night, and then you have to resort to desperate measures, you wake up in the morning, you feel like a corpse, I am, don't say no to anything. Your goals and your dreams, they're your most important thing to keep hold of. Trust God, your Father in heaven, to lift you out of all of that. Adapt the right attitude at the wrong time, and you won't adopt the wrong attitude at the right time. Jesus' name, amen.